This is 90.3 KEDM Monroe. I'm Corey Crow. Big news in the medical realm of Louisiana and Mississippi is Ochsner, the largest hospital system, says that they will lay off nearly 800 employees because supply costs have been rising. The message was sent to staff yesterday of 770 employees, about 2% of the team, will be out of a job. Governor John Bel Edwards has expressed his disappointment that lawmakers failed to advance legislation to add exceptions for rape and incest to the state's abortion ban. Edwards says it's extremely unfortunate that House Criminal Justice Committee members voted against the legislation that protects crime victims.
By not having a rape and incest exception to the abortion ban, we are saying that as a matter of state law, we're going to force crime victims to carry their rapist baby to term.
Sarah Zagorski with Louisiana Right to Life says it's a victory for pro-life advocates, and they're pleased that the committee voted against adding exceptions.
We had a rape survivor testify. We had an adult who was conceived in rape testify, and both were just such emotional and beautiful stories of people who have been impacted by this personally, yet know that unborn life in the womb is valuable no matter how a child is conceived.
Edwards, who is a pro-life Democrat, says a large majority like himself believe exceptions should be added and that in some cases, children, victims should not, cases like children, that the victims should not be forced to carry a child for both their physical and mental health.
I know that the vast majority of people here in Louisiana and around the country believe that we ought to have those exceptions.
Zagorski disagrees and says legislatures are merely reflecting the belief of their constituents that life begins at conception, no matter how a child is conceived.
We do believe this is a big victory, and it really does show that our state has a very strong pro-life ethic at the end of the day, even in the hardest situations.
Bills to reduce penalties for doctors who perform abortions and exempt women who have a miscarriage or an ectopic pregnancy from abortion bans were pulled from consideration after exceptions for rape and incest were rejected by the House Criminal Justice Committee. People convicted of felonies years ago by non-unanimous juries in Louisiana would have a chance for parole under a new measure on its way through the House. The bill was advanced by committee yesterday, but a vote came over the objections of criminal justice advocates who says it doesn't go far enough to right historic racist wrongs. Advocates and relatives of people imprisoned on a 10-2 or 11-1 verdict harshly criticized the bill, saying parole is not enough and that new trials are needed. I'm Corey Crow. This is KEDM.